So we're on Daf Amud Aleph. We're going to look at the sugya that Tosus presents. The sugya of Yehorim Vel Yavar in the context of Bias Akum. But today, we'll just look at two other issues in the sugya, which are two Rishonim, one in the Shita and one in the Goyis Ashri, which are, in my mind, very, very important and far-reaching sources as to how Takonas Chazal operate. So let's look at the Pshat of the sugya. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Lo Shonu Elo Mitakonas Ezra Ve'elach She'ein Bot Eidin In Kivuun Elo Vishen Yuba Chamish Yavol Koidim Takonas Ezra She'bot Eidin In Kivuun B'chol Yoim Ishon Nises B'chol Yoim. L'chor, this is the sentence that addresses the situation Bizman Hazeh. This is the source of what we discussed yesterday. What is the Halacha L'masa? So yesterday we discussed it in the context of bracha, because bracha would seemingly be the most consistent issue of the three issues. The schedule of Beis Din has changed Mizman HaChazal. The concern for Shoktu, the Gemara says, is flexible depending on the specific situation. Bracha is the most universal, most consistent. So we discussed yesterday, but bracha seems the Tosfos says is a begeder eitzah. So in terms of it's the way that it was established, it is the least consistent, and that's why we halacha lemaase, we don't have any of these three concerns that play a role in scheduling a wedding. What's left is not to get married on Shabbos. That the Rishonim discuss, the Rosh discusses, because of the kinyanim that are involved, and the question of whether they get married on Friday, because the machlekes have Rishonim both in principle as well as lemas in the times of the Ramah, before the Ramah as well. But in terms of our purposes, we're not discussing Shabbos and Friday. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak loyshonu elimitakonas Ezra ve'elach. So the Gemara says it's such a strange way to phrase a comment, a strange shear to give. You should know the Mishnah's din was only after the time of Ezra. And before the time of Ezra, there was no such din. So l'chor, that is the Poshu Pshat of the Mishnah. Shepamayim b'Shabbos b'tinu yeshiv b'yoreis. B'yamshiri b'chamishi. And the Gemara says, why would Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak give a flashback? What was the point of him saying, but koinim it was different? The Gemara says, no, that's not the point. The point is the exact opposite. Koinim takona says, Ramay da hava have, hochi komar, I iko boti dinin de kuvu, and no idno kik koinim takona says, Ram, isha nisis bechol yoim. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was saying that if the schedule of the Batei Dinim now resembles the schedule of the Batei Dinim before the Takon of Ezra, so now we go back to pre-Takon of Ezra. That was his shir. That was what he's discussing. Now Tosfos discusses, what does it mean? What was the pre-Ezra Takon? Can't imagine that Ezra was misaking to fewer Batei Dinim, to have less available Batei Dinim. So that's what the Rishonim discussed, precisely what happened before Takonas Ezra, and what did the Takonas, we know Takonas Ezra said, Botei Dinim Kavuin Monday and Thursday morning. Good, that we understand. We know that before, Tosus points out something less consistent, something less reliable. At the end of the day, after all the discussions, it meant that before Takonas Ezra, so Batei Dinim were equally accessible every single day. And Ezra made them uniquely or singularly accessible on Monday and Thursday. So that's when the din changed. Very important Tosfos, because the last line of Tosfos brings a raya for the first Rashi, the first year that we gave. But again, let's not get off track now. So the Gemara says, What do you mean, Habin and Shaktu? What happened to 3 days preparation? Either that the kala should have a good wedding, or that the husband's tanas basulim should be buttressed by chazaka ein odom terech basuda. What happened to Shaktu the triachle? We're talking about a situation where he had as a good caterer, he has caterer's freezers. He was able to work it out. He began preparing in advance. Good. Then the Gemara says, "My shaktu, the chapela, my shaktu. What is my shaktu? Beit and Aleph. What's my shaktu?" So Rashi explains that Beit and Aleph was a quote from Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. So we can't ask on Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, what about Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel's? Gemara could say maybe the chalik. Maybe the cholik is, was there a takana shaktu? So Gemara says, no, as Rashi explains, my shaktu, the Tanya. There's a brice of a shaktu. Then we introduce this brice, I think it's the sefta, and that gets us into the discussion of alternate days. Gemara says, the ma omer basul nitzvi amri she'im oyo leitainis basulim ayamashkim lebezim etinosiv yechad b'shabbos v'im hoyo leitainis basulim Hayamashkim lebeizdin. Shoktu chachom atakonis meis yisroel shi odom terech basuda shloisha yomim echad b'shabbos sheni b'shabbos shlishi b'shabbos u'bevi'e koinsa. So the lechayra Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel was interpreting this braisa for us. And was explaining to us how to read the braisa. All right, now before we go right there, just in the Pshat and Gemara, what kasha should concern you with respect to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak? Now we're going to go on to discuss the proof text from Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Right? My shoktu. All right. But what was the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's din? His din was Allah HaMaisa for us. Basula Nisais B'chol Yaim. That was his din. Ad Kan, Ezra was only, and he said it in the strangest way. He said, instead of saying the din, B'kan V'ilach, B'zmaneinu Anu, She'ain what they did in Kavuin, Nisais B'chol Yaim. He said that in a roundabout way. I want to know what happened before Takanas Ezra. And what he was really saying is, oh, this is what you should be following. Not pesher on dvarim, but what kasha should bother you, Glenn?
I'm not sure if this is the question, but in this case, he seems to be saying that we don't worry about shaktu, and therefore we allow weddings on Sunday. Why couldn't we say that same thing in the Mishnah, that they could have the freezer or whatever, and then also have the wedding on Sunday?
L'chayra. So, L'chayra, he would say that's correct, that you could have it, right?
Even during the time of Ezra?
Right, and so what's Zach pointing out? L'chayra, if you say, Hecha de Triachle, so the Gemara said, no, what about Sunday? So the Gemara said, Shoktu. So the Gemara said, yeah, but Shoktu is flexible. So why do you should say, Basilis Niseis, L'yem Rishain, Kishatarchu. And B'yem Rishain, Kishalaytarchu. No, that's his in good kasha. Right? Once the Gemara says, Heich de Triachle. So on Bezer and Aleph, the Gemara should have said something also. This is Liyah Risha in Choktu. No, what about the Triachle? No, what else? Go ahead, Yoni.
One, don't somebody shouldn't say that? That you can get at the Ramban, that you can get married on Sunday?
And this is what the Gemara says, Choktu de Triachle.
I'm saying they say that Pshat also on.
Yeah, then that's the L'chodesh Pshat, that's the, as the Gemara says.
And
the question is, why wasn't it, why in Beis Min Aleph did the Gemara not let us, not say that? It's a question in the Gemara.
I thought somebody should explain the Gemara, either way.
No, but you can't, there has to be Pshat in the Sugya. Once the Gemara says it's a bright, once the Gemara says that this Shoktu is a Brisa, so you do have one or two options. We'll see the moment. But go ahead.
And also, even though the Siva Satakana was in Spato.
No, then they bought the Kasha. Both the Siva, the two ways to ask the Kasha. And each line. The first line, the Gemara says, Idno ke koidim takonas Ezra. What happened to Kevon she bought the Sibosa loy bought the Takanta? So it is bottle. So there aren't what they did in him. We're not losing. There will be a Beis on Thursday morning. The Beis on Thursday morning will be as successful as Wednesday morning. So we're not losing on the kavan of the takana. But what happened to the din? Kavan shebot l'sibosa lo ibot l'takanta. We still have the takana still in place. The gemara in Be'yadav. No, the dalid. And the gemara says we learned from our Sinai. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when the Gemara says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, when the horn sounds, so then hey meyalu bahor. So Gemara says, why do you need to have the horn sounded when the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina goes? Then they go up the mountain. Gemara says no, because once it was Xera, that you can't go up Har Sinai, because Baruch has to be matir the Gzeira. Mikan we learn that once a basin says a Gzeira, so they need if the Siba is bottle, that's not enough of a reason. We explained that the Vilnagon explains that it's not only a Gzeira Sarkosub. L'chayra, the Pshat and the Sugi is, Koma de Tokun Rabbonon Kein de Raisa Tokun. So just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's halachas, if we say loy darshinan tamad dekra, sugyan Sanhedrin, if we say loy darshinan tamad dekra, then even when a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes us aware of the reason, then that reason does not impact the observance of the halacha, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says that's his anhaga. So Chazal followed the same model. Bola Siba, no, Takona still in place. Loi Plug. Right? And the Vilna Gaon says, no, the Pshat is because Takona's Chazal often had more than one reason. And as we brought a Raya, Shoktu is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Chazal did not announce the reason of Shoktu. They announced the reason of Bezdin, but there was another reason. So sometimes there are hidden reasons. Nope, but we have Halacha. Next line. So the Gemara says, what about Shoktu? Gemara is accepting. For some reason, the Gemara is accepting that when it comes to Ezra, when it comes to this halacha, we're not going to follow the Mishnah. Mishnah says Wednesday, Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Dalet discusses the days of the wedding, doesn't mention Wednesday. Apella? Right, so Gemara, then the Gemara says, but what about Shoktu? And the Gemara proves from Tanoim and Shoktu is a dinder Rabbanon of Tanoim. So the Gemara says, no, the Triachle. What's the Triachle? All of a sudden, what happened to Chazal making the Konas of Loi Plug? Chazal made the Konas. It's a different way of saying Kevin Shabbat L'Sibosa. It means that if I say personally that the Konas doesn't apply to me. Chazal said, Chazal said to have a 3-day preparation. So instead of having, so I'll get 3 times the numbers of people that normally prepare a wedding feast, and I'll prepare it on Tuesday. No, what's the din? So Gemara says, in that case, probably not, but if the guy started early, came to Triachle, you need 3 days of achanas. The Gemara was so clear. The Gemara says, that you can't say that. Gemara says, Shoktu chomim shoshyamim echad b'shabbos, sheni b'shabbos, shlishi b'shabbos. You can't say Chazal made a takona have 3 days of preparation. Chazal said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Gemara says, we didn't learn the Gemara. Gemara says that they were concerned also for Shabbos. So this sugya seems to fly in the face of 2 yesodos that we're very familiar with. One is Kevon Shabbatla Sibosli Bodla Takanta, and the other is that unless that we are used to Chazal making takanas that are not nuanced enough that individuals can take exception to them. So this issue is addressed by Ashita. I think it's a very, very important piece in the Shita. It's addressed by the Ritva as well in the Shita Mechubetzes. In fact, the Ritva says that what concerns us really is the statement of Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Kashali, Lomali Mitlei Dina de Rav Shmuel betakfanas Ezer Kalal. Lema bekoitze lo yishonu ala she'ein vat edinin kivun v'chol yoyim, vat edinin kivun v'chol yoyim, v'shinis v'chol yoyim. That's a simple kasha. Why do we say this is what happened after the takana, before the takana was different? And a much simpler way of saying it. How would we have said it? He would have said, lo yishonu, vat edinin kivun v'chol yoyim, v'shinis v'chol yoyim. V'yesh loymar, d'rav shmul avi kosher le'echem asinu le'meymar, t'takonet chom t'yoker klal. His kasha is our kasha. Ha'takonet chachomim, em takonet kivuois, sh'afili yisbat l'tam, t'isbat l'takam, t'kizim ha'kam ha'duchtei, v'takonet zu, takonu kivui, afilu ha'kam ha'shmada, even before the oynes, le'ekrin le'e, when you get to Gemara Beis, and you see how strict Chazal were. Should we be oiker that? No, oiker today, one day. And that's Mishum Sakona. And over here, Chazal is saying that we're going to be oiker the Takona altogether. V'tiritz la, Rav Shmuel, dimas nisenu d'shaminonach. This is a very important yesod. Rav Shechter wrote an article many years ago. We use mechaben to this Shita Mechubetzes. Shechter raised the question. I forget if he wrote it, if he printed it ultimately in Har Tzvi or in Eretz Tzvi or in the Ikve Yatzoyim. But he raised the question that there are several difficult Tosas in Beya. Gemara says that on Yom Tov one cannot dance. Ein Merak Din B'Yom Tov. The Tosfos at the end of the day says, but why Ein Merak Din B'Yom Tov? The Tosfos says that now we can dance on Yom Tov. Why? Because the reason is Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. Now no one is Misak and Klei Shir. No one knows how to fix if your drums break, if your guitar breaks, so no one. Not so poshut, because we still do adjust guitars, you still make the strings tight, you still adjust drums. Maybe that's what the Gemara had in mind, but that's what Taisu says. So I pelled the Gatosis. What happened? Same kasha. There's a Tosis in Beyad Avavim and Beyad. A person, there is a din that a person, if water is left open overnight, one cannot drink the water. Why? Because of the sea. Right, because of the scorpion poison. So the Tosis raised the question, what about nowadays? Are you allowed to drink water that was left open overnight? So Taisa says, Mutter. What? Because there aren't scorpions around anymore. So the difference, in that Taisa, different was Chois. Exactly how to learn Pshat. Because Taisa seems to say that even when Chazal made the Takana, they said for places where there are scorpions. But the simple reading the Tosha seemed to indicate what happened to Kevin and Shabbal Zibal, they the Kanta. So Shefta developed the idea that sometimes Chazal made Takonas and they made their reason inside the Takona. And when they did that, so then that Takona was flexible based on the applicability of the reason. So that Shefta was machaven to this Shita. Deshamin and Hachi. What Shmuel basically is teaching us, the Ibol Rabbon Tekuni Behechleit, if Chazal wanted to make an absolute din, the Afilushi is Batala Tamli, this Batala Takanosim, Lehavla Lefrushe Masnisen Taima, then Chazal would not explain the reason. Shepamayim Beshabbos, El Havla Misne Behechleit, Besulanizlayim at Liyamar V. Beloit Tam. So this is a tremendous, tremendous makor in the Rishonim. Saying that that's pshat in the first mission of Ksuvus. First mission of Ksuvus reads, "Yisul and Nisus liyoyim erevi v'amoni v'chamishi." A regular takonas Chazal would stop, and everything else we left up to the Gemara. Rashi would say, "Lekamon," right? We're going to say Rashi would fill in the blanks. Remind me Shabbos. Over here, the Mishnah says, "Shepamayim b'Shabbes botei din and yoshvin b'yoros b'yom hasheni b'yom hachamishi." So the Gemara. So,
just cutting for Yosef Chai. Start flying around. It counts as Matan Sivyonin.
Okay, thank you very much. You want to go around and? Okay, thank you very much. So the. This Mishnah, Besulei Nises L'Yoyim HaRevi, V'almona L'Yoyim HaChamishi, Shepamayim B'Shabbos, but the Dinin Yoshin V'Yoris, V'Yoyim HaSheni V'Yoyim HaChamishi, Shem Hoyu Leitanas Besulem O'Yamashim L'Beizdin. The Mishnah is Marech. So the Reb Shmuel Yehuda is saying, the reason why Chazal, why the Mishnah records this Takana with so much explanation and nuance is because in this case, Chazal were misaken, the reason is part of the Takana. In this case, they announced, you have to get married on Wednesday. Why? They never did it before. They rarely do that. All right? Hezbar Advarim, Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Rambam writes, when Chazal made Takonas, they did not explain their reason for the Takonas. Why not? No? Because they were afraid that if they explained their reasons, every Jew would say, it's a good reason for Yenim, for that guy, he needs that Takonas. But I'm okay, right? Rabbi Yishmael, right? Said, Chazal said, don't read next to light. Rabbi Shmuel said, I'll be okay. I can read next to light. Right? So therefore, Chazal, when they made their takanas, they did not explain the reason. A year later, they sent shlichim around, and they went to see, was this a gezeirah shatzibi yochol amoid ba? Right? So, was it a gezeirah shatzibi yochol amoid ba? And after a year, if it was a gezeirah shatzibi yochol amoid ba, so then they reissued the takana, and then they explained their reasons. Thank you very much. So the Gemara says, so over here, Chazal, when they initially announced it, they announced the reasons as part of the takana. Once they announce the reasons for the takana, then it becomes a different category of takana. It becomes a category of takana, not a takana kavua. Right? So Schechter explained, he understood that that was probably why when Chazal said, don't drink water, left overnight, they explained, because we're afraid of the snake, the scorpion venom. When they said, don't dance in Yom Tov, they said, because Shem is taking place here. But Schechter went a step further, and he explained that it's very hard to know from a takana whether Chazal explained the takana together with the takana or not. In this case, Rav Shmuel Yehuda is saying, this is one of the hayrois of this Mishnah, to teach us that there are such takanas. Our sugya teaches to us. That's one of the principles of the sugya, that this is a takana that is not immutable. Ha'itachei flies in the face of the yisoy. So this shita gives us this yisoid. So Schechter explained that whenever you have a takana, and the takana in of itself goes against standing principles of Torah, then Chazal had to explain themselves. L'moshel, and this is the speculation. He says, when, for example, I don't know if he says it this way, so I'm not sure if I'm quoting accurately. But when Chazal said, throw out the water, it's about Tashchis. So how can Chazal make a takana to throw it? Why? They had to explain. Because they were afraid of scorpion venom. Memela once had to explain. The takana became, throw out the water where there is a good reason to believe that there's venom. So when there's no good reason to believe, there's no longer takana. It's a machloikis. The Vilna Goy said, that's a takana to kavua. I test it otherwise. It's a difficult choices. Someone asked the Rav, I forget exactly what the takana was. They asked the Rav about whether we can be about a certain takana. He said, what are you talking about? Kevan, Shabbos, Shabbos, Latakanta. So they said to the Rav, what about the Tosus of Meraktin and the Tosus of Mayim Megillah? He says, because of two Shver Tosus, you're not going to pass in a Shaila. So the Vilna Goyin says, Arayem is there. We can't throw out the water that was goldy overnight. Either because or because there may be another reason. Chazal said, don't dance in Yom Tov. Right? The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Rikudin are associated with Simcha. So how could Chazal say, minimize your Simchas Yom Tov? So he had to explain, because I'm afraid, Shem Yisachin Klishir. Otherwise, it would be very difficult. Right? The Shechter suggests, but then he retracted. He suggests that when it comes to not taking medicine on Shabbos, why? Because we're afraid that Shem Yisachek Samamonim can't take medicine on Shabbos, we're afraid because maybe he'll grind Samamonim. So many of Rabbi Chaim Noah, who was on the daily Yerushalayim, raised the question of whether that takana is still in place because no one grinds medicine. So Rabbi Waldenberg, one of the daily Yerushalayim, said, what are you talking about? No one grinds medicine. He said, you hang out with Ashkenazim too much. He said, you hang out with the Svarim, you see, they're still grinding herbs, they're still grinding medicine. So he said, and then Rav Amachayim himself said, and he said, Kevin Shabbat, Lucy Valle, Valle, Takanta. So Schechter suggested, again, he did not show the halacha, he suggested as a possibility, and then I think he retracted it later on. I think so. That not taking medicine on Shabbos requires a hezber. What are Chazal saying? You're supposed to be in misery over Shabbos. Obviously, if it's a chola, any chola takes medicine on Shabbos. It's only a bori with a mechush ba'alma, a healthy person who's fully functioning, but he's a toothache. but he's still on Tuesday, he's still in the office, he's still going to go to shul. He wants to, his question being more comfortable. So a borrower with a mechir, a person who has, again, some kind of minor pain, which is, does not get in the way of functioning, but it'll be more comfortable. So Chazal said, no, don't take medicine on Shabbos. So Rav Shechter said, how are you talking? He's supposed to be, the medicine's right there, it's in the closet. What am I doing on Shabbos? So they had to explain why the mitzvah shatakana. So I'm not sure whether you can say the same Oren Vesulin Nisei Sliyem Revi. I don't know. But what Rav Yehuda Shmuel is saying is that apparently Chazal, when they announced this din, also speculation, but what it seems to me is that whereas Chazal would normally announce the din, and the din would be Poshut, without any nuance, without any reason, so no one could say, it doesn't apply to me. In this case, Chazal didn't want guys to say, by me? I'm not going to make Tanis Basulim. My Kala, not Shaya. It's like the prenups. I have to write a prenup. Right? So if everybody explains why they don't need a prenup, so they won't be prenup. So Chazal was saying that Basulim Nises, if we're going to make a Takana, so normally they wouldn't have explained. For some reason here they explained. Psulin Nises LeMRV, in order, maybe according to Rashi, maybe because they wanted to, if there was Tanis Basulim, they wanted to encourage it. This person shouldn't live the Easter. I don't know. That's already very, very speculative. But the din, according to this shita, it's a gem of a shita, that this is because this explains, it opens up this parsha. So in this particular case, what Shmuel Yehuda is saying is, Chazal explained their takana. And that's what Shmuel Yehuda is saying is. He's saying, before takonas Ezra, that's why he says such a strange way. This takana was only made for post Ezra, because then you had Monday and Thursday. Then they could explain. Then it made sense. Then they said shepamayim b'shabbos yoshvin. So the Gemara says, "What's he telling us? Of course it's post Ezra." No, he was telling us it was a takana that was contingent on post Ezra. It was contingent on but they didn't meet twice a week. And that's why he says in this way, Halach Lamaisa, we have to know, because since it's contingent on the practicing of Ezra's Takana, so Memela, it becomes unraveled when that Takana is not in place. And apparently, similarly, is the Din of Shoktu. In other words, L'chor, you have to say that. Right? Why? Because if we're saying that the Besula Nisuzim Revi was not a takana kavua, then shoktu could be a takana kavua. Right? If you say Chazal said besul nizem revi, they didn't even record the reason for shoktu. So shoktu couldn't be a takana kavua, because then the Gemara would say then the besul nizem revi would have to be a takana kavua. Right? So Yehuda Rishul is saying is that by the very nature of the din of Shoktu and what it was supposed to, and that it was fit, Shoktu was to teach us not on Sunday but on Wednesday. But Wednesday was contingent on Ezra, so Sunday also. So not getting married on Sunday was also contingent on this takana memela. It had to be nuanced. It had to be contingent on not having a suit of kavus. The Gemara says even a step further, the bigger chiddush, to say that there's a kufus where we don't practice the kana right. Now the Gemara is saying even weiter, that shoktu was also a nuanced takana. And if a person prepared for the wedding in such a way that we already had Erev Shabbos, there was already food prepared, so then the takana of shoktu was a takana to make sure you have 3 days of preparation. But lav davke yom rishon yom sheni yom, and even though the nusach of the brisa would seem to indicate otherwise, but that's his chiddush, that it can't be that way, because once we say that the ikur takana is nuanced and is bottled, then obviously the ancillary reason is also all right. Good. So, Mitzvah, we'll go weiter tomorrow. The Hagoyis Ashri on Simon Gimel Nerosh also is a again a gem of a find that must be shown. We'll explain other halachas that are.